Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ruth Sherman is our guest, our good friend, longtime 12-year member of our Brain Trust, author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, one of the top communication experts in the galaxy. She's our good friend, Ruth. Thanks again for being here. We're talking about the presidential season, the election season we're in right now, and four candidates total, two majors and two minors. Of the candidates that you've been observing, Ruth, what can we learn from what they've said or haven't said or what has happened from what they've said?
Well, the first thing, Jim, is that communications, and we're talking now about personal communicating, the way they speak, the way they look, what they say, their narrative, their interpersonal communications and so forth, their message, their slogan, and all of that. But communications now move at the speed of light, literally, mm-hmm. much faster than even 4 years ago. And the result is that each candidate can change minds almost overnight, for better or yep. worse. So regardless of what the polls are saying and who may be on top on any given day or in any given moment in any given day, that can change based on what that candidate's, what their strategy is for communication. And so, for example, I think it's been very interesting to me, and I'm not surprised that Donald Trump, who wasn't doing well up until the last week or so, suddenly has increased his polling numbers, right? Mm-hmm. He's still not doing great, but he's doing better. And he's doing significantly better, I think, because of the people he's brought on to help his campaign and the messaging that he's been able right. to deliver, the communication.
And here's an important communication point. All of us need advisors. But oftentimes advisors can help us in our communication. The question is, do we take their advice? And see, this is something that Mr. Yep. Obama has been suspect about, is not taking the advice of smart people he hires.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think they all blow people off when you can't take everybody's advice all the time, but my goodness, you're absolutely right. If you're going to bring these really smart, objective people into your inner circle and you're going to pay them to give you advice, yep. then yep. at least have an open mind. Try yep. it out. Test it.
That's exactly right.
You can always change it, because if things go this quickly, as I think they do, you know, you can make amends if necessary.
Another thing, you were talking about the light speed of communication. It's yeah. not just the speed, because if a message is going down the internet at light speed, well, most people don't live on the internet, right? So if a message is, in the old days, a message was out there in one of the papers or one of the networks, you know, you only got once a day, and you got with the paper and 30 minutes at night from the news, right? Today, with the internet and social media and everything else, it's granular all over the place, right? It's not just how fast it's going everywhere.
Nobody's safe from it, and it's contagious. And here's how this works. You're right that most people aren't on the internet. Amazingly, you know, you and I mean, I don't know about you, I should say, but I'm addicted to it, okay? So I say that as a proud addict, internet addict. But the most people are not on it. They're not paying that close attention, but there are group dynamics. So people who
they're getting it through Twitter. I mean,
right. But
everybody's got their outlet that they like.
Right, or they're getting it through their community organizations mm-hmm. that they belong to and the people
right.
that they associate with who
That's
are
right. which,
on the internet.
Which includes filters.
It includes filters. Absolutely, and we all have them. And that's something else to be aware of as you're doing your due diligence as a voter. Understand what your biases are, and then try to be as objective as you can by understanding that, understanding your own biases, your own leanings, you're much more able to make an informed decision.
So when you're talking about Trump, yeah. one of the lessons I think is, you know, think before you speak, Mr.
Yep.
Trump. We can learn that from him. I could.
Yeah.
Also, if it's something important to say, get some advice and imagine the implications, right? I mean, I think he's not as Teflon as he was a year ago, probably, right?
Oh, no, no. Nobody ever is at this point in a campaign.
That's right.
Right? I mean, you know, when you're looking to your own party, your natural
right.
fan base, it's very
he
different.
He got away with things a year ago he wouldn't get away with today.
That's right. But I think going back again to the way communication works today, those statements aren't going away.
Right.
So, you know, he could have been, probably should have been more careful. Exactly. He
right.
should have been more careful. Now, that wasn't any different than it was 4 or 8 or even 12 years ago. There
mm-hmm.
were records. But still, the ability for those statements to be continue to make hay and to continue to be circulated exists today.
Have you noticed Mr. Trump's demeanor lately, though?
Oh, totally.
It seems
it's
more
totally different.
Seems
yes.
more thoughtful. He
yes.
seems relaxed. He seems
yes.
he seems comfortable and not anxious in his.
That's right. And I attribute all of that to Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, who I've had the pleasure of meeting and who is just lovely in person.
She's been on my show before. I've met her
okay.
too. Yeah.
Yeah. Just a lovely person and smart, very smart. So
very
that
smart.
Was very smart
and
of him
maybe,
to take
and maybe
her advice.
And she and the other guy, I forgot his name, have never done a campaign before. Maybe that was good news, right? That they didn't have any campaign baggage. But those, watch his behavior, folks, and
yep.
see what you can learn about doing or not doing when you're in your own communication. We come back. We're going to give equal opportunity to Mrs. Clinton. Tintail, right back with Ruth Sherman. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.